The surprising reality about the price of gasoline. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 7th day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news, we have a list of cities that will actually pay you to move there. No, really. In a moment, we're going to whine about wine prices. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Target has a major problem. No, not that they can't find people to work there, but they've got too much stuff. For the interview, you'll hear from playwright Kathy Lesser Mansfield about her musical that is headed for Cleveland this Thursday. The Sparks Fly Upward speaks to democracy, the Holocaust, and where we find ourselves today. What a joy to reconnect with her. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, we are on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And a programming note for you, coming up this week yet, is Entrefest. I get to speak at Entrefest for the second time in 2 years, and that'll be on Thursday. So our program will be coming to you from Iowa City, Iowa, on both Thursday and Friday of this week. So be watching for that. All kinds of great things happening at Entrefest. Well, gas prices are high, and if projections are correct, they will go even higher. USA Today is reporting that, on average, regular gasoline is up by more than 59 cents a gallon from just a week ago, and roughly $1.81 higher than a year ago. And in many states, we're already seeing gas going for more than $5 a gallon. So what is really behind the price surge? Yes, there are multiple things going on, from the war in Ukraine to lower production of oil to a lack of refining capabilities, and that seems to be where the issue is the greatest. Again, USA Today is reporting that when COVID-19 struck and world economies closed, demand plunged for oil and gas, so many companies simply closed their plants. Others were hit by bad weather. Some companies stopped investing in refineries because of the uncertainty over the transition to green energy and how that might affect their business. And then when Russia invaded Ukraine, more refineries in Russia were taken offline. And all of this has led to less refining capacity. Existing refineries are operating at a near maximum capacity, but they haven't been able to keep up with demand, and refinery margins have widened. So, anyway, why don't we reopen or build more refineries if they're so profitable right now? Well, the answer to that is it takes many months of planning and work and money to restart one, and companies have to be sure that there's a long-term demand. And because of the push for electric vehicles, even though years away, refineries may not be willing to take a chance. Some experts are predicting that gas will hit $6.20 a gallon at a national average, and the only way it might come back down is when you the driver, have had enough. Demand goes down, and so too will then the price. Let's say you have a job that you can do from nearly anywhere. Did you know there are some cities in the U.S. that will pay you good money to move there? And yes, we've got a list, and guess what? Some of these cities are really pretty nice. Stacker is reporting that if you want to move north to Bemidji, Minnesota, you can get up to $2,500 to cover moving expenses, a free one-year membership to a local co-working space, and free membership to community and networking programs. Or you can perhaps go south to Bentonville, Arkansas. You know, that's the home of Walmart, by the way, where there are more than 10,000 open jobs. The Northwest Arkansas Council has invested $1 million into incentivizing people to move to the region. The council is also offering $10,000, which can be received via cash or cryptocurrency, to remote workers who choose to move to the area. By the way, you also get a free bike. Let's say small is more your style. Maybe moving to Lincoln, Kansas is an option. There are a few more than 3,000 folks who live there. But the city is big on making you feel welcome. The town offers free land to new residents with lots ranging from 14,000 to 35,000 square feet. How about Morgantown West, by gosh, Virginia? The community of 30,000 is offering $12,000 reward for moving, and it comes with installments. You'll receive $10,000 via monthly payments when you first move to the area, then another $2,000 once you reach your second year. In Morgantown, by the way, you'll also have admittance to free co-working space, as well as access to free outdoor activities. Now, if you want to become a first-time homebuyer, head to New Haven, Connecticut, where the city of $134,000 will provide you up to $10,000 for, yes, first-time homebuyers. But the deal doesn't end there. The city is also willing to provide a zero-interest loan that will be forgiven at 20% rate each year to be completely absolved after 5 years. Did you hear that? Sweet! Closer to our studio is Newton, Iowa, where you may be eligible for $10,000 courtesy of the Get to Know Newton Welcome Package. You can qualify for this deal if you purchase a home at a value of $190,000 or more. North Platte, Nebraska is offering sign-on bonuses for up to $5,000 if you take a job there. Located in western Nebraska, North Platte is a city of more than 23,000 residents with a low cost of living. In fact, the median value of homes in North Platte is $118,000. The state capital of Kansas is Topeka, and here is where you can really cash in. As part of Choose Topeka, the state capital is attracting professionals to move there to work on-site for $15,000 if you purchase a home and $10,000 if you rent. Now, if you work remotely, you could earn up to $5,000 if you rent and $10,000 if you buy a home. Tulsa, Oklahoma wants you to join the nearly 670,000 folks that are already there. You can get a $10,000 thanks to Tulsa Remote. Now, this program will offer you money to cover moving expenses, provide you with a monthly stipend, and give you the rest after you've lived in Tulsa for an entire year. Now, if you purchase a home in Tulsa, you'll be provided the $10,000 as a lump sum. And finally, there is West Lafayette, Indiana. That is the home of Purdue University. Through its Work from Purdue program, Purdue offers professionals the opportunity to work remotely and live in the Discovery Park District. By relocating here through the program, movers can earn stipends from $1,000 to $5,000. 10 cities, places that want you, places that will pay you to move there. See what you learn here? You know, there are shortages all over the place, and maybe some of that cash that you can get by moving to one of those featured cities can help you score some wine. Eat This, Not That is reporting that there has been a predicted increase in the cost of wine, which is also anticipated to hit consumers over this summer. Now, it's not the wine itself that's seeing costs rise, but the bottles it comes in, which have gone up by 20% or more in price. Unfortunately, this is expected to be passed on to you, the shopper. But it's not the only drink making the total cost at grocery stores higher. According to Consumer Price Index data released by the U.S. Department of Labor, non-alcoholic beverages and beverage materials have seen a 9.8% increase compared to spring of 2021. Beverages like milk, which has gone up 15%, and other dairy products have also seen inflation pressures. Both Coca-Cola and PepsiCo have raised prices this year, citing supply chain and labor problems. And by the way, coffee has hit its highest price in a decade. And you know what? Sorry to tell you this, but even the price of booze is going up. Maybe it's time to start a distilling operation. What do you think? It was like a yo-yo on Wall Street today. Stocks opened mostly down, then began to gain steam as the session continued. But then the markets fell, only to come roaring back in the final hour. The Dow ended the day up by 264 points at 33,180, while the NASDAQ picked up 113 points to close at 12,175, and the S&P 500 added 39 points to end the session at 4160. One of the worrying signs out there is consumer credit balances, a sign that you are putting more of your purchases on plastic rather than not buying anything at all. U.S. consumer credit hit a new record high in April at $38 billion. That's the third straight month of gains above $30 billion. Economists are still debating the why. Could it be that the price of gasoline and travel are sky high right now, or could it be a sign of stress among consumers anxious to move toward experiences and enjoy life a bit more? We don't know, but stay tuned. And finally, there is this. It seems that retail giant Target has a problem. No, it's not a people problem. They've got enough workers, but the company has too much stuff. Target has cut its profit forecast for the second time in a month, saying it needs to cancel orders and offer discounts to clear out unwanted inventory. Like many of its peers during the pandemic, the big box retailer giant loaded up on patio furniture, electronics, and other discretionary items that were in hot demand among stuck-at-home consumers. But consumers are now shifting more of their spending dollars towards services, and because of high inflation, staples like food and gas. All that has left Target with warehouses stacked full of unwanted goods. Target shares nosedived 25% last month after the company reported a 52% drop in profit in the first quarter. Want some really good summertime deals? Be watching the sale racks at not only Target, but also Walmart. They got to unload a bunch of stuff. All right, stay with us for the interview with Kathy Lesser Mansfield as we go through the very timely musical, The Sparks Fly Upward. Music, emotion, and history coming to Cleveland this week.